you. It's Monday and 10 o'clock. You are listening to 88.1 FM, an equation that can only equal something that goes a little like this. From the performance studio in the basement of Stuart Hall and KVSC, it's Monday Night Live.
All right, and we're live from the KVSC studios. My name's Dana. I'll be your host for the evening. For the next hour, we have a full set of music from a Minneapolis-based indie pop rock group, Atomic Flea. So tune in to KVSC 88.1 FM and UTVS Channel 21. It's Atomic Flea on Monday Night Live.
Everybody, thanks for listening. We are Atomic Flea. We'd like to send a special hello to our bass player, John Heisen, whose wife Michelle just had their second child. Congratulations on that. We're really happy to be here, and thanks to KVSC for having us. This is really cool. We have a new EP coming out in about a month or so. You know how these things go. And there's another tune off of that called Stars and Bars.
Happy 18th birthday, Monday Night Live. We're really happy to be here.
Cheers.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4. We've got several more tunes for you, and we have a big show coming up that we'd like to tell all you listeners about out there. We're playing this Friday, October the 9th, at the Varsity Theater in Dinkytown, Minneapolis, and It's we're the first of six bands taking part in the Tim Casey and the Martyrs CD release show. So six bands for $6. Should be a good time. It's a great venue. And we're going to get on with the music. It's an interesting experience attempting radio banter. That's a new one.
Yeah. Better do something while you're putting on that capo.
That's right. It's odd. You know, I suppose we are allowed to talk to each other.
We you can.
Know, it is. It's sort of, oh, yeah.
We were given permission.
That's right. It's an adjustment process. This is a song about travel.
Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4.
Outside my window, an ocean of cloud. My shadow cast upon the cabin wall. The sun it sets behind the strange and distant planets. No place that I can recall. And I'm flying over Chicago. Chicago, chasing answers I don't want. The beat is driven by the rumbling of the engines, and the music won't stop. My head is swimming through practice conversations. Rehearsing things that I might say, making sure to say the right words at the right time on some other earth, some other day. And I'm flying over Chicago, over Chicago, chasing answers I don't. City lights reveal their glow. Slicing a framework through a future I can't fathom. In the darkness down below. Song is called Chicago. That will be on our next EP with no title at this point, but it'll probably be something about aviation. We've sort of had this theme going for a bit. You know, the songwriting muse takes you in interesting directions. I can feel the glare of my bandmates to keep it moving.
Well, I was going to say it takes you to interesting places, too.
It does.
Chicago.
That's right, Chicago.
Minneapolis, St. Cloud, Minnesota. Can't rule that one out.
And sometimes, out of the airplane, in transit, as is the theme of this next song called Parachute. One, two, three, four. So I jumped out of the plane. It's just a fiction in my mind. I stood at the edge, petrified. The world before me, living and dying to suddenly be a bird in flight. My worthless knees locked tight with fright. And one last push from the invisible hand. I feel gravity's embrace and burn up in the atmosphere. Circumstance and one last chance to finally be a bird in flight. My worthless knees locked tied with pride, and one last push from the invisible hand. I feel gravity's embrace and put up in the atmosphere. Airplanes at your own risk. I want to make one special announcement again to all you kind listeners out there, and I hope you're enjoying the show. At our varsity show coming up on Friday, we have a special allegiance with the Crossroads Elementary School. And
is that St. Paul?
That is the St. Paul School District, yes.
Yeah. And they recently suffered a horrible thing. They had a playground burned down in an act of arson, and they're currently fundraising. So we will be giving the proceeds from all Atomic Flea merch sales to the cause of rebuilding the playground from the varsity show. Do you get that?
CDs, T-shirts, buttons, and other stuff.
Yep. all proceeds from merch sales at the Varsity Show to help rebuild the Crossroads Playground. There we go. Until just this past year, were a drum-backed sort of power pop band, but we were already transitioning in this direction. Our CD we released last year, called Bobbidi Bopa, is kind of a bridge between the old pop sound and this sound. And this is a song that kind of lives in that space, called Maybe Tomorrow. 1, 2, 3. Don't have to go, and I don't have to know. You don't have to say. Maybe the next day. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe the next day, maybe tomorrow. You don't have to cry, and you don't have to lie. Just look away till maybe the next day, maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day, maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day, maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day. Maybe tomorrow. Oh, you don't have to let your worries drag you down, drown you away. 'Cause life is like a rushing river, and you've got so much left, just not today. And you don't have to deal. You just drift away.
Thanks so much, you guys. All right, we're going to sit down coming after a short break here with Atomic Flea for a quick interview, so stay tuned.
Is this,
Not sure what's going on, but other than that, the show's been pretty flawless. How are you guys feeling so far?
I'm feeling swell.
I'm feeling good, thank you.
That's good. All right, so if you just want to introduce yourselves for the radio listeners out there who can't see the wonderful names at the bottom of the screens or anything like that, maybe tell us a little bit about how you all came together.
I'm Eric Kreidler. I play guitar and sing lead on most of the songs.
I'm Dawn Bentley. I play five-string violin, and I've been with Atomic Beat for about a year.
Yeah, and it's been a darn good year. I'm Mike Sanders, guitarist. I've been writing music for this guy over here for like, I don't know, what is it, 50 years now?
Can we talk about time?
Yeah, certainly.
Okay. And try not to bring geologic scale into things. But Mike and I went to the same college. We lived in the same dorm, but we're not in the same band. Wound up working in the same town, and I remembered him from school. I saw him in the Skyway, and I
couldn't avoid him. He made eye contact, and I tried to walk down the Skyway away from him, but it just didn't work out. Yep. So he cornered me.
Yep.
So I had to play music with him.
That's right. And he started writing songs. Another guy from college moved to the Twin Cities. He became our drummer. And then another guy from college
moved to the Twin Cities, and he became our bass player. And that was it. The transplant was complete. And we played our first new band night at the Fine Line several years ago. Several. An indeterminate number of years ago. And we were really, at first, we were kind of rock funk stuff, but I don't know. It's been a long and winding road.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure about the funk part, but well,
funk, rock, funkish.
With the occasional funk,
a sprinkling,
seasoning.
A smattering. There you go. Seasoning.
So you got an interesting history behind you, to say the least. And how's the Minneapolis music scene been this whole time? Like, how's that been going?
Do you want the honest answer or?
Yes.
Had a lot of really nice peers, other musicians that have been sort of supporting us a little bit through things. And, you know, I mean, the industry, any industry in any city is always hard. You know?
That's true. And I think that's true. I think it's gotten better over the course of the time we've been doing it. I mean, I think we've built a network, figured out kind of how it works a little bit more than at first. You know, you look back on what you did. We have three CDs, a fourth one coming out, and it's like we just had no idea. We had no idea how to market it, and things have really changed. I mean, I'm coming close to revealing how long this process has taken place, but
don't do
the
it.
Web was not quite so prominent in the band world when we started. There's your hint. Do you have? Just grab this if you.
Well, the FCC won't let me have a mic because I originated in a punk band and about 15 plus years ago, so I swear too much to be on camera and on mic, but I say, yeah, but that was long before I'd ever met you guys, and yeah, and but I, we're definitely not roots rock, that's for sure, but we're making our own scene in the coffee shops and the genres that cross the lines between the wine bars and the coffee shops, and not so much the punk rock, hardcore rock and roll thing that I came from, not so much with the time that you guys spent doing Fleetle covers, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
So we've had history.
Mm-hmm.
We're moving on.
Okay. Well, I want to make sure you can just kind of let listeners know what albums you're playing off of, and maybe tell them a little bit about your recent EP, or more importantly, well, kind of more interestingly, the Baba Di Baba project here.
Sure.
Any explanation behind this?
Well, I am definitely a science fiction geek. There's no question about that. We've always kind of had this idea kicking around to roll together graphics and video and music. Well, we didn't always have it. It sort of happened. It's one of the many things we've tried to do. And it was 2007 fall, and I had actually just been to Portland where they were having Music Fest Northwest and this huge, like, art opening slash comic book thing, and it's like, this is so cool. Everyone's sort of doing what they want, and it all kind of seems to fit together. So that was where the concept came from. The progression goes, the song Bobbidi Bopba off our last CD is sort of a playful surf rock song about the apocalypse, and that inspired the cover art, which we said apocalypse, it's got to have robots, it's got to have some penguins because of global warming, and one thing led to another, and we had the album art. It's like, you could tell an entire story out of these elements.
You know, there's more laughter in this band than his story might suggest. But, you know, yeah.
That's right. That's sort of the business pitch version of the story.
And there's definitely a lot of science fiction involved. In fact, I think there isn't there a Millennium Falcon in the rehearsal space?
No.
Oh.
So are a lot of the songs that you're playing tonight off of this CD then, or how does that...
Actually, most of what we're playing is new. I mean, that kind of is a big event for us. Up until last summer, we were more of a power pop band. And when our second drummer finally quit and Dawn had started playing violin with us on a few songs and our sound was kind of changing, the group really kind of was reinvented at that point. So we've done a few off Bobba, but most are off the upcoming EP and some are even beyond that.
Okay. Well, I honestly wish we had time to talk all night, but our time is up as far as the interview is concerned. But feel free to let listeners know throughout the rest of the show about everything that's going on here. So thanks.
Thanks for having us. Toy collection. Thank
you very much. Yep. All right. Well, stay tuned for more from Atomic Flea on Monday Night Live. All right. And we're live again. We got about 20 minutes left full of music from Atomic Flea. So tune in to KVSC 88.1 FM and UTVS Channel 21. It's Atomic Flea on Monday Night Live.
This is a song with no backwards lyrics whatsoever. We'll be right back. that song's called Surprise. This is another song off our upcoming EP. I should mention that we have a website, www.atomicflea.com, and you can hear several tracks off the upcoming EP, and it will be for sale very soon. This song is called Nothing Left to Chance. One, two.
There's an ocean in this hotel room. Between you and me, I'd better learn to swim. These icy waters, they could kill a man or stop a heart from beating. You sail away, but you got the wind at your back, your knives out, the attack, you raise your voice, so trace my logic in the cracked floor tile. I wander in the maze. How do I turn around? Maybe it's just a passing phase, and we're just growing. Sending signals through the haze with the wind at your back, your knives out, the attack, you raise your voice, so
we have had several chances to record over the years, and this EP will actually be our fourth recording. We have three CDs that we've done in the past, and this next song is off of our second CD. CD's called The Means, and the song is called Happy Home.
1 week of 7 days can seem like such a bore, when your feet are aching for the dawn. Or even your favorite drink is spiked with the misery, when somewhere else you're supposed to be. You've got to say I broke blocks 100 times a day. You used to promise me the kingdom that would come, but all I did was come undone. I'm on my way now, I'm out of this happy home. Things are great now, but I've just got to just open up that door, my friends. Let me out of here. Oh, here. Yeah, yeah, change. Well, it's called a funeral touring. But I checked my pulse and I found that I was too alive here. But I think I'm choking here with somebody. Yeah, yeah, I'm on my way now. I'm out of this happy home. Things are great now, but I've just got to roll.
Those of you out there in radio land are missing out, let me tell you.
I'm glad I didn't fall.
We got two songs left for you here. It has been an absolute joy being on Monday Night Live. Thanks to all of you for making it such a fun experience for us. We appreciate it. Again, we're called Atomic Flea. You can check us out online at atomicflea.com. This is a song off our last CD. CD's called Bobbidi Bop Ba. The song's called One Goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
what I want. I have got. Can you be what I'm not? In the lights and the sound of this town all around me. What I need, I have seen. What I am, I have been. In the lights and the sound of this town all around me. Found me. Oh, and in this one goodbye, a thousand worlds collide, and alas, these birds can fly. Here tomorrow and gone today. In the lights and the sound of this town all around me. Oh, I remember then way back when you found me. And worlds collide, and alas, these birds can fly away. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey. And alas, these birds can fly, fly, fly away. Oh, fly, 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 fly.
Thanks again for listening, everybody. Check us out at atomicflea.com and at the Varsity next Friday. It's called Get By.
Set my sights upon shore to get myself a little score. To juggle all the wrecking balls I need you there to help me get by. I need you there to help me get by. Brightly colored cellophane in a wrapped up world.